Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. Oh, this is Lila. I'm here with Dean Val, and I'll be reading from Book 6, Your Dream Visions, by Duane, the great writer. And then we'll be discussing what we've read, and I will take any questions from the audience if you'd like to hear bring up something that you would like to have an answer to. We'd be happy to discuss all this with you. And joining us tonight will be Tim Pinone from Grants Pass. Okay, so this is where we kind of left off. Any type of lifestyle can be created in the lower realms, and the American Indians and most of the primitive people, those who are labeled as third world countries and cultures, have proven this for the longest time. Here is where the idea of other being of a savage nature comes a huge prejudice. As the American Indians have experienced in this country and later on the African Americans, the world controllers have purposely driven a distorted psychological prejudice into the emotional and subconscious bodies of the masses. As this then becomes a part of getting others to cooperate with their takeovers, each one of us can decide whatever we want to and change our way of thinking and the interpretation of what we have been conditioned with. But for many, this then becomes scary and unacceptable to others. This is the same situation the real guides have to contend with all the time, as they provide something wonderful. Yet when a person is so lodged into the social behavior, they are afraid to explore beyond the boundaries that they have always accepted and set for themselves. I constantly get emails from people who are so locked into their literal sense that they can only quote what someone has written, even without them having any real experiences of their own. Written and spoken words are merely references to something, not always a true fact. Does anyone have... I think that's pretty important that we should say something about that. You know, people really do consider what their religion or what their leaders say, the pulpit, and that's what's true. They just don't want to move off that pillar, you know, and take a look at what's really so. The world of humans has become so much more judgmental than realistic. I am constantly judged by what I write and say, which is fine. But the reality of saying and writing something does not always give a proper explanation of what is being presented. From all that I am writing and telling others, the basic and bottom line is I am providing real guidance. Each person who takes the time to really listen and first of all experiment with themselves when it comes to the new you sessions, then contact Rebazaar and the real guides on the real side. They will begin to have real experiences. And in their dream visions, then it's up to each person to decide if they will accept what is being shown and demonstrated to them or to stay with what they have always known, their conditioned mind and center, which is usually wrapped with the pleasure principle. If they decide to stay with their conditioning, then they will have to follow all their basic karmic future patterns, which they have, for the most part, unknowingly, they created for many lifetimes of this. When a person decides to listen to the real guidance, their karmic burdens start to work off a lot faster. From all that I am writing, this is the main focus. Otherwise, I am only providing a lot of words like everyone else. Part of the real guidance is to let the creative part of the individual know what is possible, which is the personal self. Then they can decide whether they want to proceed or not. The real experiences in one's dream visions, which the real guides demonstrate, are to get a person going with their own journey to real freedom and out of all the drama and karmic misunderstanding of being unconscious to the true reality of the all is. The majority of humans see themselves as superior to all the other creatures who exist here. Yet, it is the humans who are destroying the environment and not the supposed lowly creatures who do not live in big houses and who do all the big deals and market themselves as something they're not. And so, for most people, their dream experiences will be of a rather radical nature and to the extremes of having visions of killing others and also that of wild beasts. There are many examples of annihilation that one can experience. And when they are seen for what they are, they bring about a realization of benefits once properly understood. If the person is involved, will take the time to listen and learn. Even a man in prison can realize what he has done and begin to correct his attitude, as one does not have to go through more lifetimes of drudgery to change. Learning to be now and discover the real guidance turns the tides on one's life to where they are open to the sound light reality that expands their real awareness. The unconscious mind, with all that it entails, is like a pack of wild beasts. It is a seemingly endless arena of imaginable and unimaginable ideas, assumptions, notions, loves, desires, hates, and whatever else can be conjured up. A man can see a beautiful woman and immediately want her. His desire is in the category of lust, and all the images he suddenly produces within himself motivates him to decide a direction and then accomplish his goal. Because of the social setting that he's in, he knows he must go about the process with some dignity, and his approach must appear to be sincere. If, after all, the attempts to persuade the woman into his life do not work, then the man may go to the other extremes, such as intimidation and even rape. Again, this is an example of the formulated ideas in the subconscious mind that can run wild and out of control. Society breeds the influence I continually refer to as most women want to be desired and sought after. But then again, they have their own ideas of how they want it to be done. To most, it would seem that when one is creating within themselves, it's a natural process. But it is actually the imaginary creativeness of one that is rather out of control. Just like a person driving down a street, as they stay within the lanes, as opposed to weaving all about and causing havoc for themselves and others, all of us are here to experience a particular process and learn about ourselves. And then from this, we are to finally realize what is not real, then to eventually perceive what is real. What I am providing surpasses so much that can be understood by most. Yet it is really very minuscule compared to the great awareness that can be accomplished with the real guidance into reality. That's what happens when you really got your heart into what your goals are. Do you really want to explore the new universes and yourself and to know what's really real? There are basic desires and needs while we are here and having to maintain a physical body. The first, of course, is food, something to keep us going and to satisfy the lower nature of ourselves. Then comes love, or what we understand individually to be love. With all that is taking place right now, there are many looking for the fulfillment of what they deem to be love. The basic idea is two people getting along and sharing their life together and possibly having children, which supposedly bonds the union even more so. Then there are the other family members who hang around and have not found a mate, or those who have lost their mate to the departure of the physical vehicle. Real love, not the emotional attachment and idea and feelings of the human being, but the overall reality that usually does about unnoticed. The overall reality that usually goes about unnoticed is actually the love everyone is looking for. What we as humans experience here is a lesser version of an extension of real love. Real love is real freedom. Like the sun in the sky, shining as it shines upon all and asks nothing in return. But to truly understand this position, one must gain the right experiences to have it for themselves. And so, because humans have the encumbrance of a dull vision and perspective here, they go for what they feel is the only way to accomplish what they're looking for. And that is what it is with another person. There's nothing wrong with taking on anything here. But to be stuck here because of what we have to deal with does not make the least bit of sense. The earth and all that it entails is a place in life and not the true reality or the real universes. The old saying of love is blind is true, and the reverence is that of human emotional love. Today, more than ever, so much of what people are being taught and marketed is more desire than it is love or real commitment to anything of real value. It would seem to me, as I watch people go around their daily affairs, they truly are in love, mainly with their cell phones. No wonder the blow-up dummy market is at an all-time high. There is a reference when two people simply accept each other and are comfortable about themselves. And as the sun shines, so can each one of us. Well, what do you think about that? About this true love that everybody's looking for, and, you know, the talk shows, they say, they're really in love, and love is great, and they go on and on about how wonderful it is to find that handsome man as theirs, and vice versa. What do you say about that? Any ideas?
The other night, Dwayne mentioned that some relationships are based on potential, which is kind of an interesting view on relationships.
What was that?
Potential.
Potential.
What potential do they have? You have with this person. It was kind of an interesting view that he mentioned. So, you know, you can tell with some people it's not going to go anywhere. I mean, it's kind of basic, but some people, there's potential, but yet, and then Kelsey came in and said, well, I've had a lot of potential boyfriends, but still, there's other elements involved, too, besides that. But that's one of them. It's like, is this person potentially going to wake up? You could look at it that way. Like a lot of Dwayne's, like his wife and girlfriend, you know, they were not willing to go any further. So there was no potential there. So he left and, you know, just because it didn't make sense to stay anymore. The part of relationships with anything, people or anything, is like, is there potential? And what we have here, what we're presenting, the field is wide open for potential. I mean, everybody can have whatever they want, and they just have to see it, learn how to see it, and see how the process works. So they look at mankind and, you know, their 9-to-5 jobs, their lifestyle. Is there any potential there? I mean, their potential is like go home from work and watch TV and maybe go to the game on the weekends. I mean, that's about all they have. You know, there's nothing there for them. So what we're offering here is something that's really wonderful and purposeful, full of potential, you know, full of promise, and just have to learn how to see it. You know, that's why we're here.
Yeah, that is so true. You know, just looking at myself and other people, gee, this is all there is, you know? Is this all there is? You know, I'll keep on dancing, you know. There is so much more out there than what we can see.
You wonder why people are depressed. Yeah. You know, can you blame them? There's nothing to look forward to, nothing here. This place is the dump.
That's really true, because, you know, even these wonderful travelogues that everybody goes and sees, and the liners, 3,000, 6,000 people on a liner, you know, but is that all there is? Yes, I see all the great places, and pretty soon, you know, if you're a world traveler, you've done it all and been there. What else is there, you know? I would think that people would become kind of dissatisfied, even when you're helping other people. That seems to be sometimes a goal of some people. Well, I want to help people, but do you really? I mean, you say you have it all, see it all, done it all. So what are you trying to do here? You're just trying to help the poor people to see it all, done, do it all again, and you're not really giving them a real goal. You know, there is more. It's there. You just have to look at yourself and see what you want. Anyway, because humans are what they are. A person cannot repress their desire for personal love and live a life of repression, because this becomes something to deal with, which is not necessary. That's just what we said. So to better understand the love urge, one must learn to create a balance within themselves through their experience with life. All of us are connected to the qualities of the true reality, which are purity, humility, sincerity, and gratitude for the persistent journey to become more aware and realize ourselves as radiant beings of light, of the most aware, and realize themselves as radiant beings of light of the highest order. As long as a person continues to see and accept that they're only human, then as a human arena, they will stay. To help assist us on our journey to real freedom, the All Is provided each of us with an imagination. With this wonderful ability, we can learn to surpass the conditioned mind and those who rule the unaware, and eventually be wherever we want to be. Our imagination is a connection to the subtle, fluid worlds and universes, which are always unseen by the physical eyes. By gaining real experiences in the upper levels of life, we then experience real love, the love each person is really seeking to satisfy themselves with. I think that's worthy of just a word or two. Do you have anything to say about that, my dear friend?
Yeah, sure. How important this guidance is in life. Without it, we're seemingly just unconscious, like we're sleeping. And we don't know anything better than just trying to have some kind of relationship, to experience here in this. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we sure can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this guidance. That we're being offered through this new you presentation through Duane Hepner and his books, and to find out what real love really is, it's real freedom. These worldly relationships they're just another thing with so many restrictions
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Real love is real freedom. And I don't think we really know here what we've been taught. That isn't real freedom. You know, they say, their prayers and everything, but that isn't real. It's just kind of an ongoing oratory that they say to themselves, and it becomes kind of meaningless, you know, because you say it over and over, and I don't think they really mean it. Or they look to their God to help them, and he never will, really. You won't know real freedom or real love. Real love. In the human awareness, most people are really infants when it comes to understanding themselves and the feelings that they produce. Most will go wild with their emotions on land, on the face, until they figure out what they're doing to themselves. Many of the reality shows reveal the immaturity of people as they display themselves in various situations, which are really premeditated for them to react and look silly, because the audience, who is also immature, is looking to see some form of sensationalism. When the star or any such show is having multitudes of the opposite sex for the one man and main attraction, this is definitely not love, but a circus act to try to get a relationship going, like The Bachelor. You know, with so many choices right at a person's feet, how can they really choose? And here again, you have modern society with all their new toys, and they want to play while the planet is dissolving, as there is will always be those who have nothing better to do than to be silly. Look at the old song, looking for love in all the wrong places. Humans are just being their basic native selves. Real love is real freedom from the old drama of being creative with something of a real benefit. Reality and all that it entails is so much better than what can be accomplished here. Yet most people will constantly take second best, which is more lifetimes of the same old routine. One of the reasons people act the way they do with all the silly routines that they go through is because they've been educated by the rep systems into considered conformity, which is very prevalent and suppressed in the unconscious mind and shows up in the conscious mind with the actions of a person that decides this. An unaccepted and excellent example is a well-known politician most people know of. He was raised in a well-to-do family, which projected to the world the so-called properness, which is more of a front than anything else. And with all that he was given and had access, he was still an outright goofball. Why? Because just like all of us, he didn't take the restrictions that were put upon him as to how he shouldn't be and act. It is sad to say this fellow only puts on a front to the viewing public, as he is with a certain few, as him and his viewing public, as he is with a certain few, as he and his political buddies. They have caused so much of the brutal destruction on this earth. The outer systems, with all they imply, are very seldom what they show to the public as they're benevolent. front. Each one of us really wants real freedom, from the most religious and well-meaning person to the lowest and evilest of creatures. But very few know how to go about getting it. So, after constantly being reprimanded by his father about his actions, this political brat set out to take a risk, and that was to eventually run for the highest office of the nation. Lo and behold, he made it, because the majority of the public is unaware and buys whatever the politicians tell them. The race was very close, so along with a few little tricks, he and his gangster buddies made sure that the votes went to him. I can read the Universal files so I can see what really took place. Anyhow, the idea here is that he reached for what he thought was the top of life from his limited human view and took on the appearance of accomplishing it. Now that he was in office, he could basically do whatever he wanted and also finally get the approval of his father, which he so dearly wanted. Again, this is where love is blind, as the love that he was looking for was not really there. Only a pat on the back, so to speak, from his father, who is one of those who control the world from the shadows. Because most of the politicians belong to secret societies, he was given full rein to do all the stupid antics he wanted. But the idea was to make him look presentable and acceptable to the public. The politician is just like all those before him and all those after him. All of them will meet the angels of death from the astral worlds and deal with the lords of karma, who definitely do not care about earthly titles, as they will be sentence him to a lot of future lifetimes of untold drudgery for what he has chosen to do. What have you got to say about that?
Well, it's, yeah. It seems like all these experiences that we're having with these relationships and these wants that the personal self has of approval and what we so-called love, it's all personal stuff. It's not doing for everybody, the kind of like the real love and caring about everyone instead of ourselves. That it's kind of like the real freedom is being doing for all. As long as we're doing for all, we are free to not have the restrictions.
It
is interesting that he doesn't mention. Oh, go ahead, Lila.
Oh, no. But you hit the nail on the head, you know. So many people say, I want to help others. I want to help others, you know. But then they have to help themselves first and get themselves together and know where to perceive what's happening in this world and perceive what is going on, really going on. There is help for us in the way of the guides and of the new presentation is a wonderful opportunity for them to really get into that and get going and find out what's really real. Duane has many, many books that really explain these so beautifully. If you really want to know that helping others is nice, but you have to get yourself focused. I am not into pointing a finger at anyone, so to speak, as I am providing real examples of the psychological evidence in this world today. It's a sign of the times as we are in now. And that is, there is so much blatant stupidity and brutal secret society and sorcery nonsense going on with all the marketing ploy the repetitions are into. There is an invisible overall center on everyone from the world controlling breaths, which the public is not aware of, nor are they really interested in investigating what is really taking place. Some people already know this, and many are too afraid to see it for what it is. There is an undermining force. The public does not see what controls the rep systems, as most people only see the puppets of the puppeteers. Who are they themselves controlled by the influence, the third head of the Kalum god? All of this does get into other worlds of sinisterism. The Repsiltsims have their own secret forces of dark psychics and remote viewers, they are, along with the technology most of the public can only imagine. When one of their kind is about to be exposed, they even help it along to make them an example. As long as you can keep your cool, like the mafia, you're okay. But if you slip up, then you become the example and the sacrifice. All those who play with the dualistic forces soon pay the price. On the current money are some of the symbols of the secret society. It's their way of showing off and displaying who's the boss. But all of these people that play these games of control will be returning to deformed bodies and having to deal with it. Only the new man and the real universes and universal guides can offset the karmic debts of those silly enough to think that they can outdo life itself. I know I'm putting myself at risk here by providing this information, and the reason is I am providing an opportunity to see if those misguided souls will wise up and do something about all this nonsense that they have created and are planning still to do so. I know everything that they're doing and planning to do, and as time and events go along, they're digging themselves a bigger and bigger hole to climb out of. In this society, basically from birth, we are taught to go after something or other that the recognition of why we're here and who we really are. Society breeds the constant disease of ignorance and unawareness. And so it's not surprising to find that there are lawyers, psychiatrists, politicians, and religious fanatics. Then there are people with common sense. All of these so-called official geniuses, how many of them understand themselves and their dream visions, and they have had real experiences with the real guides, have they? And with what these people are doing and performing, is it really something which will elevate the karmic burdens of themselves and others to where they can see the real light? It's so obvious that even the great minds of our time do not at all heed human history. Yet they do refer to it, but never in the true sense. To them, having blown something up and conquering others seems to be the big deal, while the white man did this to the Indians. The world is a show for the human ego to plunge itself into death and destruction in the name of natural security, patriotism, human survival, and whatever the rigid and arrogant can magically create to fool others with. It's time for the real truth, not the padded nonsense and cruelty that has always been delivered by the rep systems and their marketing media. When a person has the awareness of the real universes, they can see far beyond all the hate, destruction, and darkness of this place and the manufacturers. So I would strongly suggest to start paying attention to your dream visions and do the new you sessions immediately, for the real guides are ready right now to assist you into reality. What do you think? Any comments on that, Val? Or?
I see that the controllers have done an excellent job creating a reality for people. And by that I mean there's a certain status quo that people, especially in America, have come to agree to, the 9-to-5 experience and just what you do on weekends, you know, how you spend your free time. It's all on commercial. You know, you take the family on vacation, but you are to work hard and on your job 5 days a week at least. And you know, you have cars and retirement, and it's all set up a certain way. The image is set out for the people, and they've accepted it. And they've done a really good job, and it's just the, especially the status quo part of it. I don't know if statism is the word, but or statism, but somebody mentioned it's almost a religion. You know, like anything outside that box is a conspiracy or alternative, like alternative medicine or conspiracy theory or something that's, you know, to be questioned, to be suspicious of, because hey, we have a normal, decent, conservative life here. This is the way life is supposed to be, and they've convinced people this is the way life is supposed to be. It's a good life, you know, a good life. And you go to church on Sunday, and
yeah, that's right. That's really true. That's the whole hum.
But you just look. We've been talking about aliens and indigenous people, and look at all the other kind of body types and lifestyles there are out there. We are very, very limited here, and the people are, like Dwayne says, they're not stupid, but they've been dumbed down to the point where they just see so very little of what's going on around them, because of his conditioning. And it's just sometimes it really surprised me how good they've done on people, how good of a job they've done. They've really done their homework on the social psychology of people and how what makes them, catering to their desires and just all about control, really, and using this planet as human farming, which we won't get into, but that's a whole different era, the area there, how they're using the people here. People don't realize it. Just business as usual here.
Yeah, it's humdrum. And not only that, it's year after year. I mean, I could certainly attune to that. I'm, and quite an elderly lady. And all the time, it's just the same old thing. On 4th of July, you can always see, there will be rockets and there will be O's and A's and everybody, just patriotism and all that. And then that goes away, and then they'll do that year after year after year after year. There's nothing really new, nothing exciting here. It's all, you've seen it all, been there, done that. What else? There's got to be something more, than just this limited things and the barbecues and the people and the illness all of this drama. But we've all been through it so many times. In my lifetime, I can look back, the families that make it to the top of what? So they have more money. And they seem to be happier than the people that don't have any money, the little people that maybe even old. No, well, maybe not them, but, well, maybe. Who knows? So it's just all so what, really. But society as it is, many people have anxiety dreams from what they put themselves through in the workplace and with their relationships. The business of today many times forces its workers to frantically get the job done at all costs, which means it will cost those involved as they emotionally stress for their survival. For some reason, most people keep thinking in the terms of what they are experiencing here and how life is. But what has been created here is what life isn't. Many times people are going through what they have actually put themselves through in the past, which are similar situations from past lives, because the unconscious likes to continually experience what it has come to know. It will take second best with the pleasure principle if it cannot get what it really wants. What I'm laying out here is how all the unaware humans of the earth are actually out of control, as they are controlled by their desires and their likes and their dislikes and not real any sensibility. Boy, I think that's a mouthful. That is so true. As long as a person continues with their so-called normal life, they will be at the mercy of their subconscious mind and all it desires. And with the routine, the influence has a field day. The standard life only entails more karma and reincarnations. All those spooky movies about past lives and hauntings from the psychic realms are very true, and a lot of people do experience them because they have opened themselves up to the negative forces and do not know how to plug the holes. Only the real guides can ward off the offenders, and not those funny guys with crosses around their necks and the hocus-pocus smoking pots. Most religions are already part of so many of the mishaps in people's lives. Someone I have known for many years who used to attend my classes lives in Southern California, and for the most part is a sensible person. Except when it comes to her emotional life, she has always hit the wall, so to speak. Well, this young gal has been a heavy drinker for the longest time and also hooked herself to someone. Psychic endeavors along with her strange family relationships. So it's not hard to see why she opened a hole in the psychic forces that was actually a type of doorway, like in the first Ghostbusters story. The portal was in her bedroom, and several other people I was teaching years ago experienced a gruesome entity that emerged from the opening. One fellow who was in my class actually wrestled with it late one night when he heard it coming into his house. This was not even a dream, but an actual physical encounter. Society does not understand the real and the awful negative forces that many are into. The radical so-called music of today, which is not really music, but bad vibrations, connects one to the lowest of the astral worlds, along with excessive alcohol and drugs, where all the demons reside and are constantly looking for a way to get at and influence others, and also destroy the humans. Many of those lost souls in the bowels of what the church calls their hell were once people like anyone else until they began to do dastardly deeds and align themselves with the lowest of influences. This is why I am so blatant about what I am exposing. I am actually trying to warn people, even the imbeciles, who are always wanting to take complete control of the world and everyone on it. Many of them will end up in the lower astral hells and will be waking up to a constant nightmare for the longest time. The astral hells are not eternal like the church wants their followers to believe, as they use the eternal damnation ploy because they want to scare them into being supportive and not wander about and give their time and money to someone else. The music and the movies today many times play to the negative emotions of people for their support and their money in the same way. If you have been paying attention to what I've written so far, then you'll see how the pleasure principle is working in people's lives almost without their consent. The pleasure principle is the basic nature of humans, and the marketing manipulators figured this out a long time ago when it started with the first prostitute. Today, people do themselves over with raunchy music, video games, cell phones that are stuck to their heads, and many being bored simply because they have no real purpose, challenge, or real adventure in their lives. So they are bored. There isn't anything else in their lives. So they really have a seemingly endless array of phenomena to get lost in. It is not my position to say what a person should or shouldn't do, but there is so much more to life. But it takes a lot of real effort to make it happen. The Earth life is simply a dimension all of its own. among other dimensions, seen and unseen. Each basic level of life has many regions, states of consciousness, and vast multitudes of personal arenas any of us can experience. The basic principle of life is simply very simple. You pick up your own position. It is the same sense as one would choose their career, even though a person is still doing all other things that entail their life, such as raising a family, playing sports, taking trips, and fun, and having pleasure. But the center of operations is the career that one has chosen, because it supports everything else. And so it is with a really universal position, as it gives a person the absolute freedom to do whatever and be anywhere without restriction, as long as they do not interfere with anything else. The human awareness, which entails the pleasure principle, usually does not want to confront itself, and so much of the worthlessness it puts itself through. So instead, it creates agreements that look really good to the onlooking unaware. And voila, you have a whole gamut of institutionalized productions to the general public and wherever else can be invented to entice the minds and the unsuspecting to get their money and their support. I would recommend learning about the various levels of life and how they apply to a person's life. Then one will see and learn so much more and actually start to move into the higher areas and experience what very few ever do. So much of what is experienced today is from the creation of desires from past lives. When this country was being built, a lot of people lost their lives early, and so the desire to complete what they started still exists within them. But as time and events continue on at the fast pace that they do, so does the desire to continually do more until one finds a better replacement for what is on the earth alone. Life makes sense, and it is a lot more fun to understand what is really taking place as opposed to all the created ideas that are usually silly stories to entice people into becoming a donor for something that leads them astray. When we center on really learning about ourselves with real guidance, our life changes the way we want it to, and not according to so many of the good-sounding ideas that are really worlds for sale. So, any ideas about that?
Oh, I just wanted to share that the new presentation here that we are sharing is very unique. It's because we're for everybody, including the so-called bad guys. So anytime they can turn around and really have an adventure when they're done with their thrills and control, they can always take a turn, take a 180 and do something better for themselves. It takes a little bit. It might take more than for the average person, but we're here for everybody. That's the unique quality that about us. We're not about good and evil and trying to really save the world necessarily. It's just or take out the bad guys or rebel or revolt. It's not about that. It's just waking up to what's real, and everybody's included. That's the neat thing about this. Everybody is included. Even the most evil reptilian out there, they have a chance to make a turnaround, but it takes a decision to do that. So what we're sharing might do that for some. They might take a look at this and see that there's a better way. And that's why we're here, to show that there are options, better options.
Yeah, doing the same old all the time, year after year after year. You know, it's pretty boring. You seem like you're trapped in your own prison that you've made. There is a way out. And if you just take the time and really, really consider what your life is about, is this what you want? Again and again and again? Pretty darn boring. There is a way. But, well, do you have another thing to say, Tim? In conclusion here, because it looks like our time is just about up.
Yeah. About these rep systems, which is religious, educational, and political. We've all been through these things for lifetimes. And if a person wants to try something new, forget about being involved with the politics and with the religion and with the educational systems, the literal stuff, and find out for yourself if the new presentation connects you to real guidance and a real education by singing the new you for a start for like 15 minutes before you go to sleep. You have to take the risk to find out.
Well, you sure do. Yeah. It isn't easy. But it opens the door to so many wonderful experiences, a new fresh beginning, a new life, a new what's out there. There's things that you don't know yet. It's an adventure. It's a challenge. It's huge. How exciting that is that. Your whole life can just be so wonderful. Things that you hadn't even known about, dreamed about. This can be yours. You don't have to stick with all this same old that we've done for lifetimes and lifetimes. It gets kind of boring. Let's try something new. It's a challenge, but it's worth it.
It's why we came here.
Yeah. Let's have some fun. What do you say, Val? Dean Val?
Yeah, it's about just waking up. About it's all encapsulated in the awareness part of it. It's awareness supersedes everything. He's saying that. It's so true. You'll find that everything, all your needs and wishes and desires and everything you ever wished for, plus the things you never knew you did want or wanted, you know, your heart's desire and more, so much more. It's all in the awareness, waking up to your real awareness and to the real universes. And I like to mention, it's nothing like what you think it is. So, like Lila and Tim have been talking about, it's just the old ways don't work anymore. And that's where taking a risk makes sense, because you have to step outside your comfort zone and the things you've known to see this, because to see this, you can't stay the same in a way. You know, you can't. You must not change, but you must become more aware to see it. People think you can just see it and stay the same, but you actually have to move from your position to a new position to see it. So we've been taught that you can do this by staying in your regular position and become enlightened or you know, go to heaven or something like that. But it's actually learn how to move around with your positioning. Paul talked about that too. Learn to move your view around. It's like going to the gym and exercising your muscle. Well, move your view around to different places, you know, to different scenarios, situations, see it from other people's viewpoints, and that'll kind of loosen you up, loosen up your literal mind, and you'll be able to access your real awareness better that way, along with singing the new you and reading Dwayne's books. It's all there for everybody who wants to take the risk and decide to do so.
Yeah, but you don't have to give up your family. You don't have to give up anything that you achieved. If you worked hard to be a doctor or just a head of a corporation, you don't have to give all that up. I think maybe that's what people might think that this is. They have to go with this, you know, the new presentation. They have to give up, become a martyr and give up all the things that they love, the love of their wife and their children and their job and everything. But you don't have to do that. You can still explore, because this is with you only, not with the corporation or the children or the wife or whatever. You know, you can still have that, which is wonderful. And you can still move forward. And that's the exciting part. You don't have to give up anything. Everything just expands even more so than you ever thought. Your family expands. Everything just improves. Isn't that worth a lot? I mean, you'll have more than you ever have thought you had.
Well, your family will see it. Your family will see you being the is, and that will in itself, you know, open them up to more opportunities for themselves, even if just by being around you, you know, they'll pick it up both consciously and subconsciously. So
yeah.
You're a benefit for all life. Walking around this planet, you're a benefit.
Yeah. And so they give us, their family gives us support, you know, to do our exploring, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They say yay, you know, instead of nay. Maybe they might say nay, but they really mean yay. Well, anyway, it's time for a bedtime. The bedtime stories to close now, and we'll see you next Thursday, the same time, same place, and we wish you sweet dream, wonderful dreams, even more so than you ever thought. Be with us. Come on. It's fun. Wonderful. All right. Sweet dreams, everyone. Good night.
Thanks, Tim.
Good night. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
So we sing let's do the new you before we say goodnight. New you. All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Happy dreams.
Yes, you bet.